Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump is expected to name Amy Coney Barrett as his next nominee to serve on the Supreme Court. An announcement is expected Saturday. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports.
Amy Coney Barrett currently sits on the Federal Appeals Court for the Seventh Circuit. She's a former law clerk of Justice Antonin Scalia and was a professor of law at Notre Dame. Barrett is a devout Catholic and the mother of seven children. A source with knowledge of the process says Republicans expect her to be the president's third nominee to the Supreme Court, though the source also cautioned that President Trump could still change his mind. Barrett is 48 years old and would be the youngest justice to serve on the high court. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has the support he needs to move forward with the confirmation before the election. Barrett would fill the vacancy created by the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ginsburg said her most fervent wish was to be replaced after the next president is installed. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
President Trump said Friday he would extend a ban on offshore drilling to North Carolina and Virginia. NPR's Franco Ordonez is traveling with the president. He reports the president made those comments at a rally in Newport News, Virginia.
President Trump took similar steps for Florida, South Carolina, and Georgia last month. Now he's including the swing state of North Carolina, and he said he wants to make inroads in Virginia, a blue state. But Trump also left the door open for continuing drilling.
And if you want to have oil rigs out there, just let me know. We'll take it off. I mean, you know, I can understand that, too.
President Trump was speaking at a large outdoor rally at the Newport News Airport in Virginia, where a minority of supporters wore face masks. The news was quickly met with opposition from the oil industry, who charged that the move would hurt jobs at a delicate time for the economy. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Newport News.
More protests are expected this weekend in Portland, Oregon, the site of demonstrations for racial justice for 3 months since the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Oregon Governor Kate Brown has declared a state of emergency because of plans by the right-wing group, the Proud Boys, to show up this weekend.
This is a critical moment. We have seen what happens when armed vigilantes take matters into their own hands. We've seen it in Charlottesville. We've seen it in Kenosha. And unfortunately, we've seen it in Portland. The Proud Boys and Patriot Pair groups have come to Portland time and time again from out of town looking for a fight, and the results are always tragic.
Under the state of emergency, the state police and the local sheriff's office will have the authority to set curfews and close roads. Police would also be authorized to use tear gas if necessary. This is NPR News. A federal appeals court is allowing a lawsuit by House Democrats against the Trump administration to go forward. Lawmakers claim the president's conversion of Defense Department money to build a border wall was an unconstitutional encroachment on Congress's right to appropriate money. The appeals court held the executive branch can't spend money that hasn't been appropriated by Congress and sent the case back for further review. The man who allegedly hacked two people with a meat cleaver on a Paris street outside the former offices of satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo is 18 years old and arrived from Pakistan 3 years ago. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
The attack came as the trial of 14 people suspected of assisting the Charlie Hebdo gunman 5 years ago is underway. In January 2015, the Kouachi brothers stormed the magazine, killing 11 people, mostly journalists. Friday's knife attack took place at the magazine's symbolic first office, where a plaque and a mural now memorialize the victims. French Interior Minister Gérard Darmanin tweeted, "We are still in a war against Islamist terrorism." Charlie Hebdo drew fresh threats this month after it republished caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad in the name of free speech. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
A military transport plane crashed in northeastern Ukraine Friday. Officials say at least 22 people were killed. The plane was carrying Air Force cadets in a training exercise when it crashed while attempting to land about 250 miles east of the capital, Kiev. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.